Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm very happy to meet all of you. Actually, I have been informed about this program only last night. I had no prior information, and I'm supposed to read my book by Valentine. So, I've been asked by the Lord of the PPT. So, if you please excuse me, I'm going to be with you all for a very short time. And that's why I'm not making any kids tonight. So, even devotees who are here are very fortunate. Most of you are from the different IITs of India, and some of you are from the NITs of India. As you all know, in India, the IIT is considered the most prestigious. High school students, especially those who want to enter and become a leader, they dream of entering the IIT. Right? Some of you are from the IIT. Between IITs of India. Okay. So the dream of a student in India and enter the IIT. Alright? And the next layer ends up in the IIT. Alright? So those who can't get in the NIT, they end up in government colleges. And those who can't get up in government colleges, and that's been very important. So you all are very fortunate because, one, all of you are very intelligent. If you were not intelligent, you would not have entered the IIT or the NIT. That's one aspect. The other aspect is that all of you have spiritual intelligence, which is more important. You came to the IIT, you met some Hare Krishna devotees, someone taught me to read your book. I also spent a few months a year every year in Russia. So for 2 years in Russia, I asked a new devotee like you, how did you become a devotee? So he said, I live in the hostel. And my next door neighbor was in a new Russian Hare Krishna. So he gave me the Bhagavad Gita to read. I started reading the Gita. And I could realize, yes, this is what a Bhagavad Gita should be. He was enthused, he was given a book by another newcomer. So, this is the power or spiritual association. Just like we have material epidemic. You know what's the thing? My brother Paul said, in every epidemic spread. So there's also something known as spiritual epidemic. And my brother was inspired to pass on the knowledge to the earth. So all of you are very intelligent. Because you're pursuing your spiritual education. At the same time, you're pursuing spiritual education also. Spiritual education does not mean you don't pursue your spiritual education. Spiritual education doesn't mean, oh, you can't become an MJ, you can't become a PhD, you can't become a big scholar. Spiritual education means we stay away from what is bad and you do what's right. And you students may know, and I interact with students all over the world, and here today, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, tobacco abuse is very high in colleges, isn't it? Yes or no? Very high. And drugs, have or tobacco, why do people take these drugs? It's making you feel high, experience a new level of happiness. So these instruments are very bad for us. In many colleges, professors tell us, please stop. Many professors tell us, maybe some or the other, stop our children from taking drugs. So, many people take to this path, hoping to find happiness. Basically, we're all looking for happiness. Whether you're a spiritualist or a materialist. Can you hear me clearly? Can you hear me in the corner? Can you hear me in the corner there? So, spiritual education helps you stay on the right path. Our spiritual master, A.D. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Prabhupada, was once given a lecture at the very beginning of the college in America. So he opened his lecture with a question. He said to the devotees, is there any department that tells you what happens after death? And then the priest said. So spiritual education is very necessary. People are born in ignorance, they live in ignorance, and most of them die in ignorance. But those who are fortunate, they have woken up to the spiritual reality. Spiritual reality is this body that we have is temporary. So you see in history, everyone who took birth their diet in this, whether it was Nehru, Churchill, you know, movie star, sports star, we can see everyone takes birth, then they grow up, then they end themselves, produce some byproduct, then get being old. But there's something in the body that doesn't die. That is the spirit soul. This knowledge is there. In all the scriptures. The spiritual education means you understand who you are, after all, and what is the purpose of the human life. Anyone with intelligence will see there is nothing but misery in life. How you free yourself from the cycle of brokenness. The Bhagavad Gita is the basis of our spiritual education. In the 9th chapter, Krishna says, Raja Vidya Raja Vidya. This knowledge is the king of education. This knowledge is considered the king, the topmost knowledge. But it helps you to understand who you are, where you are headed for, and how you find. Yes. So, having taken interest in spiritual life, you have to face opposition also. When you start chanting Hare Krishna, your relatives sometimes get worried. Am I right? Yes. No. Okay. What is this? You're chanting Hare Krishna? You're so young. You should chant when you are old. It means chant when you are half dead, half dead, half blind, when you are almost paralyzed. That's when you should chant. And when you have the energy in your body, use this energy for sentence. become the spiritual life, you have opposition from many people. Your relatives, and your friends, neighbors, because even your father, I'm sure you meet friends who say, you went crazy. What is it you're sharing Hare Krishna all the time? Alright? And I tell you this person, a spiritual master once gave a lecture called Who is Crazy? He analyzed two sections of society. And there are two sections. One who take the spiritual life, one who don't. The one who take the spiritual life, the other person is crazy. The one who doesn't take things, the one who is taking the spirit. Sri Prabhupada discusses and proves those who don't take the spiritual life. So, having taken the spiritual life, we must make sure we don't get deviated. There's a small book called The Nectar of Instruction, Sri Deshadri, by Rupa Goswami. How many of you have read that book? Okay. There's a small book, only 11 verses, and every word is very, very important. In this small book, Rupa Goswami tells us how we can stay in spiritual life, how, if we don't take caution, we can deviate from the spiritual life. For example, to stay in spiritual life, he says we should be determined. Just like when you were in high school, you were determined, I must enter the IIT. So you studied very hard in high school to get to good grades, isn't it? So, you also need interpretation to see on the spiritual path. And you need spiritual association. Association is very important in the spiritual life. Just like you've come from this camp to Mayapur. I'm sure you've been doing other camps. You know, make very good camps. Why is that? So we have spiritual association, sadhu sangha. A man is known by the company he keeps. You heard that before. Association produces our character. To stay in devotee association, and this is realized by in regular camps, regular association. All of you have got introduced to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. This chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra is our most important activity. When we chant, we pray to the Lord, please engage me in devotion service. Please engage me in devotion service. So this chanting of the Holy Name has to be made spiritual work. When you live in spiritual life, not only do you get saved from bad habits, you also stay a lot of money. I have people coming up to meet me. Maharaj, since you became a devotee, my expenses have gone down. Why? Now they are in bad habits. They go to office, or school, home, and then. So, seeking spiritual life gives you real happiness, real contentment. And in your life, you may make money, people think it's bad for happiness than making money. The money and material wealth, you know, give you real happiness. If you want real happiness, you must connect yourself to the Lord just like a fish. By nature, it lives in living water. You take a fish out of water, and the fish survives. So similarly, we need spirituality tonight. Today we see, you know, when you go all over India, you know what are people talking about? What's the number one topic of passion today? Water. Water. There is tremendous water shortage. You know?
Yeah. Right.
All the way here. I mean, this year, the monsoons are good. And as we say, the last few years, they have down, you know that, many parts of this India. Why is that? When we increase the simple life every day, the chill lady goes on strike, and holds back our potential ingredients. So you, students, are very fortunate. Some of you are probably determined, no, I must not deviate. Some of you may be experimenting. Oh, let me try. Let me try how happy vibration consciousness. Once you get it, vibration consciousness, everything that is given is one of life. For example, we request you to chant Hare Krishna. This is not something new. Chanting Hare Krishna is there in all the shastras. Srila Prabhupada, Paramacharya, did not give us anything that was new. Everything is being practiced along with us. Everything that is in the future. We read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Everyone knows Bhagavad Gita is a source of knowledge in this human world. We follow four regulative principles. Sometimes people say, oh, there's too many rules and regulations in this world. These rules and regulations are there for our purification. Take an example, me Vishnite. You can easily do without it. And if somebody pinches you, you feel the pain, isn't it? You imagine the pain the animals give. We don't take intoxication. Intoxication is not necessary. You don't gamble. And if you marry, you marry by your religious principle. So these rules about our purification. And if you sincerely chant and associate, you will experience real happiness. So, my question, I'm going to need some time for questions. And I know the students usually have a lot of questions. So my request is, please take to this place, process this revelation. You have now come to Sita Mahaprabhu. Sita Mahaprabhu is birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please, enjoy your stay. Take this process of determination and you'll experience contentment and happiness. This chanting of the Hare Krishna is for everyone. This process of Krishna consciousness is for everyone. Today there are Krishna conscious temples in every corner of the globe. And more than 650 temples all over. Prabhupada translated 300 books. Therefore, they translated more than 100 languages in the world. Today, in every language of the world, you read these books. So please take courage in this revelation and in finding out. Hare Krishna. I will need some kind of question. Maybe the students have a lot of questions. Yeah, I got a lot of questions. Any questions or contributions? Yes. Bidenomics, what you're referring to. But they have, you know, the Mayapurit Institute for Vedic Education. Just like you have mental education, you have Vedic education. And students in the whole world have been studying that. And it doesn't make a difference. The delivery is money. The money is donated by the people. Those who help, get the mercy of the Lord. Because they will facilitate somebody to come to get your credit. You, that mercy is, you get determination, blessings, you stay in spiritual life. Just like all of you are coming to the town, you're all getting men blessings of the town, you stay in spiritual life. No question.
Thank you. academics and spirituality.
We encourage people to take a balance. We don't say, just get 24 hours ahead to have a good study. Our experience is, most of the devotees who take the Krishna consciousness, they do very well in their studies also. We have 13-year-old devotee boys in America who go for education on record 10 years ago. So keep a balance. Champion Gandhi, we also do a material study. No problem, which I have been.
And I dropped it.
You both. And if you need guidance, you can ask your counselor. You do both. We are not fanatics. We don't say no studying. We don't even discourage people from going home, looking at the relationship with their family. In fact, today there's some relatives may complain. But tomorrow, a longer parent and see, oh, our son becomes such a good boy. And I appreciate it. More questions? Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. All over the world, there are Christians, Muslims, and we are very often back to the church. So we have a lot of opposition. In India, fortunately, the Vedic culture was there. But now in India also, the country becomes so materialistic. So much devotion is going on. That I feel in the 20, 30 years, even the Vedic followers can be minority. We have a great job changing the Vedic way of life and spread this knowledge to others to save the country. This is the highest service we do to the country and humanity. Yes.
To take to Krishna
was
easy, but to maintain is difficult. How to maintain?
To take is also difficult. To maintain is also difficult. Because when you take a Krishna consciousness, when you hear about other moons and other people, you say, oh! What is enough for me? If you want something good, you have to pay a price. And the material bodies say, you get what you pay for. So, Krishna is there to help you. Krishna, when he sees, here the devotee, sincerely trying to please me, you take one step towards Krishna, he takes 10 steps towards you. You give me a show. If you try to be Krishna conscious, Krishna will help you. Okay? And then it will take two of you. One source is the Shastra. Shastra is word of God. And Shastra is don't make any mistakes. And the Shastra there are many references to the Lord appearing in Good question. How do you know I'm advancing in Krishna consciousness? Just like in class, you want to get good grades, you're doing a good job, you make sure you can do pretty well. Seeing how attached you get to the holy name, how much humility you're developing, how much your desire is to stay with the holy. And you can always take guidance from your counselors or your non-human.
Thank you.
we remember God. In happiness, we forget God. In Krishna, we said that all is in happy.
Krishna says, all that be spiritually happy. So we are happy because of indulging in spiritual activities, then you will not forget the Lord. When you have material happiness, you forget the Lord. When you try to material happiness, you try to enjoy. You want to become Krishna. You want to become the Supreme God. When you have spiritual life, you say, I'm not the Lord, I'm not the Master, I'm just servant. And then you'll get different happiness. Okay, last question. Thank you, wonderful devotees. Thank you for giving me the privilege to speak to you.